Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Fortuna police officers were called out to the 4100 block of Loop Road early Friday morning after receiving reports of an attempted burglary and shots fired. Officers reached the scene. They contacted the victims, who told officers that two men had attempted to break into their residence through the front door. While the suspects struggled with the door, one of the residents fired a shotgun at the suspects through a nearby window. Suspects fled the scene in a late model blue minivan. Witnesses were able to get only a partial license plate reading, 6TL. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects, you're asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. The city of Eureka made the decision earlier this year to suspend its search for a new police chief. And instead, they've appointed longtime interim chief Merle Harpham to the position on a full-time basis. Harpham, who has worked for the Eureka Police Department for 56 years, will be made the official chief of police at a swearing-in ceremony scheduled this Wednesday in city council chambers at noon. There are many challenges facing Catherine Lehner, the new president at the College of the Redwoods, but two issues are at the top of the list: accreditation and the budget. Lehner, who has plenty of experience dealing with the State Accreditation Commission, says that when those eyes are upon a school, it can spur administrators.
That is what the opportunity of us being on accreditation sanction is at College of the Redwoods, is that we know that we cannot continue with inertia and doing the things the way we always have done them in the past. So it's given us the opportunity to look at other ways to do it. It also helps us to focus in on our mission, what the goals of the college are, our strategic plan. And if we always keep students first in our minds and every decision we make is based upon how it will help the students, then I think we can't go wrong.
With the state cutting education funding, keeping the school's primary mission, educating students, as the primary concern, it's all important.
As the budget dollars have increased in many years throughout history, we've been able to focus those extra dollars on programs that we want to develop to help students. But it also goes the other way. It's harder, but as the budget is cut, we look at taking the dollars out of areas that will least affect the students.
Redwoods will be back before the Accreditation Commission in October. Fortuna police arrested 56-year-old Ronald Owings after an officer recognized him as a known registered sex offender who had failed to update his registration status. A search of Owings turned up 6 grams of meth and a syringe, and they learned that although Owings was registered as a sex offender in Lolita, he was actually living in Fortuna. Owings was booked on possession charges and failure to register as a sex offender. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you this Monday's Our Community segment. Here's Dan.
Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have focused on fire safety. And with wildfires up and down the Oregon and California coasts, wildfire safety and prevention has been at the forefront. Now, as we enter autumn, fire departments across the country will issue safety reminders to all residents. Before you turn on your heating system, whatever the design, make sure you have properly prepared. You should always keep materials at least 3 feet away from any heat source. Before you use your heating system, whether it be a portable unit or, as is common in our region, a wall heater, check to make sure the unit is in good operating condition. Frayed wires, and for wall heaters, the collection of dust can prove dangerous and are a definite fire hazard. Wood stoves, fireplaces, and chimneys should also be inspected, particularly for proper insulation, and should only use heaters or heating systems that meet state and federal safety guidelines. It's getting cooler along the North Coast. Make sure your heating system is working properly to prevent a fire. And that's this week's edition of Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.